I have too many eyes. I have an eye socket with no eye. I have a glass eye. I have a silicone eye. They say the eye can see things that no camera could. Well, a camera can see things you never would. One of them says, you should just have an eye patch, never a glass eye, because you're gonna freak someone out. Well, someone else says, you've gotta have a glass eye and never an eye patch because you're gonna freak someone out. Another person says, well, if they get to put funny contacts in their eyes, then maybe I should just have a glass eye that is already fun and colorful. The first time I hear someone use the word prosthetic when they're talking about things that I could have, it changes the shape of the conversation because the only thing they were telling you about was the thing that hid more of yourself because those were things that you didn't want to see. But how clever and how interesting that the internet just happens to lack telling you about the things that would create more mass, would create more visual surface area. Drag queens are presented as a mystery, and then drag queens are put onto the television, and then drag queens are rich and famous, and there's a whole 20 of them, and everybody knows their names. And you still haven't gone to a drag show because nobody knows what to do with a queer 19 or 20 year old. And God forbid an 18 year old who wants to do anything. James Baldwin said, isn't it so fascinating that you're 15 years old and you think you're the only person who's ever done anything at all, ever? And how terrifying and how vanity provoking it is. And then, do you ever learn that there are so many other people like you? I suppose some people only learn that in the context that they learn that all of those people are there, and all of those people are going to go to hell. And then they decide whether to be sinners or not, but I wasn't in that kind of a place. What happens when your vanity is taken because you find out that people have conducted the same experiment that you are going to break ground on because they told you the permafrost was permanent frost? But did they know there's a second kind of vanity that comes after that? A second kind of vanity when you're finally told how to make there be more quantities of things that you like on yourself, and then between everything that is advice for you and everything that is advice for someone else, you, if you squint only in the nighttime, when you squeeze your eyes shut, it's not enough just to close them. You squeeze your eyes shut, and maybe, just maybe, everything that is flesh is fluid. And maybe everything I want is what you already have. And everything I'm turning into is what you already have. And everything that you're going to turn into is everything I already have. And maybe that means that if A times B is equivalent to C, that means that C divided by B is equivalent to A, and maybe we're all just literally kind of mostly equivalent. mostly equivalent to so much more. So much more, and so much more joyful than exactly equivalent. And maybe because you're just in your room, and it's nearing 12 exactly, that you can take off your shirt, and maybe because it's dark, and because there's nobody in the whole world, no one like you, no one unlike you, there's no one in the whole world, you can take off your shirt and you'll be fine. Until the clock strikes dawn.